Here at Rebirth the Podcast, we do not condone any form of judgment. Please reserve your judgment strictly for your parents. Otherwise, feel free to start your own podcast and share your thoughts and opinions there. Also, no one is accusing or implicating anyone in anything that could potentially be used against them negatively in the future. Thank you for watching.
Rebirth the Podcast.
You especially winning a Grammy. Why didn't you put the whole question?
Oh, my bad.
Jesus Christ.
I thought I did. Oh, I know, because I know the question is in my head. That's why.
Okay, so the questions are, is winning a Grammy something that you are, okay, boom, and then boom. Okay, so the question is what I sent you.
You got all the shit.
Boom. So those are the questions that are specifically tailored to you. And then, of course, you always get to talk about, you know, what you got coming up and then something that you want them to hear or see. Or do that
or know about you
that you got going on right now, you know. So it's just mainly a vibe. It's not an interview. It's not like we grilling you. We don't know. We don't want to know about, like, you know, all of the deep dark stuff unless y'all want to talk about it. And then we release the Patreon episode. No, I'm just playing, but no, for real. If y'all want to talk about it,
we want to
release the Patreon.
Put it behind a paywall. All right, you want to get this prayer
get
going?
A little money.
We rolling, right? True.
Are we rolling?
Yep, bro. 1, 2, 3.
All right, come on, let's get the prayer going. Get the prayer.
Dear God, we come to you right now in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. One is, first of all, say thank you for bringing us all here safely. Thank you for the provisions. Thank you for the place. And thank you for the people that provide this for us every week. Dear God, we just ask that you go to everybody right now and bless them with whatever they stand in need of. You know their hearts. You know their individual desires, dear God, and you know their intentions behind it. We just ask that you bless true intentions and that you make sure that the people who are supposed to shine will shine. In Jesus' name that I pray. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Oh, you know what that means.
Rebirth the Podcast.
Jesus did turn water into wine. Hey. I mean, I feel like you could take a shot or two.
Come on.
Who is that already? It's excitement here.
Hey.
We always got some shit going on.
Lock that
motherfucker up. I
feel
like he's supposed to come in here. He has a box of sneakers.
He looks like Famous from from Raising Kanan. What up, Fame?
All right, so this is episode 31 of Rebirth the Podcast. You know where you are. You know what you're here for. And we are here for the same thing that you were here for. Good vibes, good energy, all of the good things. We have a special guest here today. We want to, first of all, shout him out because he is the guest of honor. Kalonji, he is here.
Yes.
Y'all used to seeing Doe sit here, so y'all don't know what's going on.
Yeah, y'all was confused.
Prayers and shout outs to Doe. Doe is under the weather today, but we hope that he gets better so he can rejoin us here soon on the green couch.
Green couch. Ricky!
Triways Incorporated.
Get well
always.
Soon, Ricky.
I am your host, Riri, Rebirth the Podcast. As always, y'all already know who I am, what I got going on with my life. Can I get the Rebirth the Podcast try?
Rebirth the Podcast.
You know that nigga? No. Okay, and then we got Crack in the 80s Podcast always in the building. We're always having Motion by Crack in the 80s. Hey. Y'all already know what's going on. Same shit.
You feel me?
Every Wednesday. New shit next Wednesday.
New shit next Wednesday.
Mardi Gras. New Orleans. Rebirth the Podcast is on tour.
We on tour. This weekend.
They don't need to know exactly which day.
Right.
They get the episode.
Next week, niggas.
I said what I said. I said it right the first fucking time. Next week, you niggas will know that we were in New Orleans. That's if you don't pull up to the live show. If you pull up to the live show, then you know where we're at and you know what we're doing and you know what day we did it on. If not, then you'll get the content next week. But today is a very special day.
Very.
Today's episode is called Stanley Cup.
Stanley.
When I first sent the shit out and I was like, okay, so today's episode is called Stanley Cup. When I first sent it to you, what did you think?
I first thought of hockey. No, that's the first thing that came to mind, honestly.
Boom.
Same. I mean, until I knew what a Stanley Cup was, I always thought hockey. And I was learned. I got learned.
So I always do like this little test of shit. Like I throw shit out there. So I be telling people like, oh, I'm going to name the episode this. And they be like, bitch, the cup that they sell at Target? Like, no, you dumbass. Like, why is this generation just so internet, just so
What's so popular right trendy. Now? Prone. No, you idiots. There's an actual fucking award
champion.
For a champion. For somebody who won. Somebody who endured.
That's crazy.
Who fought. You got to fight.
The winner.
And you got to fight in that
the motherfucker
shit.
That just got in there and was like, you know, I'm about to do this shit to the death. And I'm going to be victorious. The Stanley Cup winner. And then, too, I'm still trying to throw my motherfucking shout out there at Stanley Cup. I want one of them bitches. And I'll never pay $50.
Two
I'm
per
just
customer.
You know, it's too much. It's too much for just a sipping apparatus, for a drinking apparatus. You mean? But let's work some shit out, niggas.
We could take a sponsorship.
They
Stanley.
Have the Valentine's Day cup that came out, like, and I wanted that. I literally was like texting niggas. I was like, so which one of you niggas going to Target?
You looking for niggas on the timeline at Target. You like, yo.
Shit was cute. I fell
Is it
into
pink?
The, I fell into, it's red and pink. They have a different, they have two different, you know, versions of that motherfucker. And it comes like with a little straw like little top. You can get decorative with your shit. Little strap if you want to put that hole on your shoulder. I'm like, Stanley Cup is getting the fuck. I want one.
Shout out to Stanley. When I seen that shit, because this is what I don't know how many years in they are with this shit. I just know last year was the first year I heard about it. Mm-hmm. And this is only because of TikTok. Like, TikTok, it was trendy. I didn't know what the whole rave was.
I didn't either.
This year, I seen videos, visual.
I wasn't hip to your game, Stanley.
I wasn't familiar with your game. I've seen, like, people get active about this shit over some cups, bro.
Niggas
like,
in Target elbow.
Thermos cups.
Niggas, Stanley.
It's crazy.
Beyond.
Yeah, you know nothing about it.
Nah, like, I didn't even know that it was viral until my girl told me about it.
She wants one. Char, you want one? Oh, you're not on the Stanley. You're above and beyond. You on your cup shit. Man, niggas cups runneth over. Fuck Facts. Are you talking about?
Fuck a Stanley.
We love Rebirth the Podcast where people's cups runneth over.
Mm-hmm. Abundance.
Niggas got cups on cups.
Abundance.
Fuck are you saying?
Hey.
This is not a Stanley, but it would be really cute if
it could be a Stanley. That's the thing about Stanley cups. I just think anything that's trendy is just popular because one person said it was, and then everybody followed suit.
The bitch's car caught on fire.
Over a Stanley.
That story.
No, and the cup survived, and the ice was still in the cup after she, like, got it out the fire.
Did you see the picture of the policeman? It was a woman that was trying to smuggle or sell multiple Stanley cups. She had a trunk full of them motherfuckers. Like a trunk
Get at
full.
Me, bitch. I'm trying to pay you a little $25.
You know the fucking police set that shit up Free on their hood and took a picture of it like it was drug money or drugs?
Free that bitch.
So this shit is going too goddamn far.
Free Griselda Cupo. Let that hoe out, man.
Lord Jesus.
That hoe do a job, man. I'm going to need you need me dot two or three, bitch. You charging half price. You my type of bitch. I fuck with you. Get at me. DM me.
Holla at us.
At Rebirth the Podcast. Not my personal page, bitch. I might got one.
Rebirth the Podcast. All right,
we're going to move on. So that is the shout-out section of the show. We have Kalanchi with us. He's going to let us know what's going on with him. He's going to jump in where he needs to jump in at. And we're going to keep the show fucking rolling. Thank you for coming.
For sure. Appreciate you, though, for pulling up. Always.
You readily got the Stanley Cup reference when I sent you the shit. You was like hockey. I was like, yes, nigga.
Yeah.
And it's crazy because when you like just hockey. Mentioned the cup, I didn't even think about the cup. That didn't even cross my mind until you just said it.
I'm ahead of my fucking time out here with this podcast shit. You niggas got to keep up.
Keep up, keep up, keep up.
Because another award show just passed. Everything has a reference here.
Come on, twin. You good.
I'm fucking witty.
You good.
I'm witty with this shit. The Grammy Awards.
Yes.
Shit just passed. How do you feel about the Grammys?
Honestly, to be completely honest, I honestly just watched the highlights. Like, I stopped paying attention to it.
You didn't watch the whole shit?
No, not at all. I feel like I didn't have to. I feel like
Instagram tells you everything. Like, you don't even got to watch the whole shit nowadays.
Exactly, exactly.
What we need to know will go viral. What went viral? Like, what was on your algorithm? What did your algorithm say to you that was just so important about the Grammys?
What I kept seeing was Jay-Z and his speech. That's what I kept seeing. That and
of course.
the Tracy Chapman performance. Like, those two things is what I kept seeing.
Literally, that was my favoriteest shit. That was my favoriteest part of the Grammys was the Tracy Chapman performance. I was like, this bitch ate. Mm-hmm. Eat, bitch.
Right.
You
she
eat.
She smoked it. She smoked it for sure.
Up there in your denim and your loafers and your button down. Yeah. With your
looking real
dreads.
Classic.
No retwist.
Looking classic.
That was it. Fast car. That's my, hey, I ain't gonna lie to you. Crazy part about it is you kind of forget like who these icons are until you hear them or see them perform again. You be like, oh, it was a black bitch.
Especially now in this age, you She's forget.
Right.
Dope.
It's so much shit going on. It's content every
America
day.
America wanted us to think you were white, Tracy.
Especially with that name.
Mimi?
Yeah.
Tracy Chapman. They want to keep showing us like the song, but never your face. Mm. The nerve of them.
We figured it out.
I go on rants.
We figured it out.
You'll get it.
Speaking about Grammys, I mean the Jay-Z shit. Did you appreciate the Jay-Z speech?
Oh, of course. Cause as a black man nowadays, period, like you have to stick up for your woman. Like women are constantly being bashed, constantly being put second, you know, behind the male. So it's like for him to step up for her. And I read something saying is somebody said, oh, it's great how all the people around Beyonce are able to speak up for her and she doesn't ever have to step out of her way to try to, you know, speak to. Can I curse?
Nigga, fuck, say that shit.
To shit. Yeah.
It's the sound off section.
Like, and that's what's up. That's what's up, people.
Nah, facts.
That's the 10 toes. That's that New York shit.
You heard him? You heard him?
Okay, relax.
I know you heard him, Twin.
Can I ask the question? Where are you from in New York?
Don't hit. Are you from New York?
Yeah, I'm from Harlem.
My brother, I didn't know I had another native in this motherfucker. You see, I got the mountain in the pulse. I got the pulse. See, I'm a Far Rock nigga myself.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? I'm just sorry, Twin.
I'm gonna let you.
I ain't mean to take this shit over. You talking about Jay-Z, you talking about Beyonce, you know what I'm saying? But I do feel you though, in terms of like him stepping up for her. He basically said, hey, and I don't wanna embarrass the young, he didn't even say her name. He said, I don't wanna embarrass the young lady that this is about, but you guys, I just hope you guys can get it right. You know what I mean? I just hope you guys can get it right a little bit more often than you get it wrong. He basically was saying, like, hey, this young lady won the most Grammys ever, but never won Album of the Year.
The algorithm is fucked up. I'm going to just say what I have to say, and it's not even as a Beyonce stan type of person. I'm not in a beehive. I'm not any of those things, but the lady literally had one of the best. I mean, the only album that I heard just in heavy. I'm just saying, like, if we're talking about best album of the year, I would feel like if anybody deserves it this year, I'm gonna go ahead and go with Beyonce if she was a nominee, but she wasn't a nominee. So just speaking to the people who were nominated, I never heard any of that shit that y'all played that Taylor's. I heard that shit Grammy night. The shit that Taylor Swift came out with.
She always up there.
I heard that shit. Literally, I was like, oh, this, what song? I never heard this song before ever on any of my airwaves, algorithms, TikToks, timelines, or any of the things that I don't know. And then I'm just me. I'm just little old Riri. But we don't give to somebody that was in that category. I would go ahead and give it to SZA. Like, the fact that y'all gave it to Taylor Swift is weird. Y'all keep giving the same people award, so it's giving like womp 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 womp.
Bum, bum, ba, bum,
I was like, oh, is she gonna? Oh, like, duh, we know who gonna win based on who the fuck y'all put in the category, and the shit be weird. It's like watching the same show every fucking year.
Watching a rerun.
Just watching a rerun.
Hov said that shit best, man. He said, yo, sometimes
to do my rerun dance. Y'all saw me.
You gotta get a broom. He said, yo, sometimes y'all get it right. Let me read exactly that, because I wrote it down. I'll be taking notes and shit. He said, yo, we love y'all.
I would feel bad if y'all were getting it right and giving it to the same person every time instead of getting it wrong and giving it to the same person every time. Like, shit, if Beyonce deserve it, like, get a bitch the award. I'm not mad.
I feel like that whole thing was calculated from the beginning of last year. Because
she didn't even have a nomination. I was like, what the? Not for best, not for anything. Nothing.
It had to be calculated, because you got to think.
My girl
about
didn't
it.
Get any nomination at all?
Think about it. They would, but when she came out with the movie for the Renaissance, fire fucking movie. That shit's heat.
I ain't see the show, but
I ain't go see her live. But the fucking movie was insane.
I ain't go see.
They were setting it up and putting them against each other from that point, because you know Taylor Swift had the tour and had a movie as well.
Super weird. I was wondering why Beyonce was so accepting and so embracing of Taylor Swift, because Taylor Swift ain't did that shit for you, bitch.
And then the whole NFL thing, her showing up, I think that was his promo for them to be like, oh, see, she's everywhere. She needs to get the grant. I don't fuck with that type shit.
Y'all missed the mark.
Shout out to the Grammys, though. Hov said it. He said, like, yo, I just hope y'all can get it right one time. And this is a lesson for life. He was like, yo, outside of the Grammys, just keep showing up. That's a testament to how we do this pod. Just keep showing up.
Then after he said that, everybody wanted to say the same shit as him. Miley Cyrus, I was happy yesterday. Were you, bitch?
The Book of Hov.
What was the other young lady? Some other girl got up there. She was like, I just want y'all to know that the award is just, it's just, it doesn't really mean anything. It's just, I was still putting in the work. And I, girl.
Right.
Go sit your flat sounding ass down somewhere. Flat, I almost said ass. Your ass is flat and your notes, bitch.
Shout out to Jay for winning the Dr. Dre Global Impact Award, though. That was what the speech was.
He won another cup.
Mm-hmm. Sippy cup.
Stanley cup. Y'all be, that shit, it go over motherfucker head if you miss it. Rewind that Press that little 10-second button that goes.
Go backwards.
Catch that again. Anyway, sound off section of the show.
Pop, 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 pop. We need that. There you go. Bang, 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 bang. Bang, bang.
You know what? It's sad that I wrote the sound off section and I still have to go back to the notes. But either way, I feel like the whole sum it up is intentions. Intentions. You motherfuckers be having bad intentions. Okay? And check that shit. Please check that shit. Because I'm a bitch, they got good intentions. I don't know what comes across to you, but me, I'm trying to, you know, send out good shit, positive shit, you know what I mean? Because I want that shit back in return. Mm. You know? So check your intentions before you come fucking with me. What did I say? Something about my spirit. I just said that right now. Oh, yeah. This is a horrible sound. This is a horrible sound off. Y'all know I'm a little bit more eloquent with my shit, but I wrote it down and I didn't remember it. But either way, have good intentions when you come fucking with me or anybody sitting around me. I feel like the people who are around me, the people who reach out to me, the people who fuck with me, the people who sit on this couch, the people who we call guests of Rebirth the Podcast, everybody has good intentions or the fuck you wouldn't be here.
Oh, that's facts.
Check that shit. Like you check for your fucking income tax check. I'm getting my bag now. Okay?
I'm waiting.
Yeah, oh, check that shit like how you be on IRS.gov, bitch. Yeah, check that shit like you check your baby daddy's phone when he sleep, bitch. Check that shit like you check for the motherfucking mailman on the first of the month, bitch.
It's the first of the month.
You check that shit.
Wake up.
Then, after you check that shit, you come fuck with Riri. You come fuck with Rebirth the Podcast.
Chill. Let's get the drop on that right there. Hey.
Rebirth the Podcast.
Because if your shit ain't good, I'm going to know first.
You can't spell receipts without Riri.
I'm going to be the first bitch to know. I see through all that shit. You heard me? Yeah, like you made a glass, bitch.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I don't like them fucking Apple fucking shits that they just came out with, motherfucker.
The Apple Vision? Them shit's four bands.
Some shit I can't afford, ho. It's
like four bands.
I see through that shit.
It look cool, though. I've been seeing people post videos of them now. It looks pretty interesting. Like, if I could get one right now, I probably would want one, but.
Really?
Yeah, just because I'm into all of that, like gadgets and shit. Like, just
they do look cool. I saw it. I was like, damn.
But it's just the look of it. Like, I can't picture myself. I seen motherfuckers. I seen a nigga driving with one of them shits.
Yeah.
I don't know if I would go that far, but they do look interesting. Like, I'll be in the crib. Virtual reality is something that I've always been into.
Shout out to Slim Thug and Cool Kai, the guys on my timeline that I seen had it.
The New York nigga Cool Kai?
The cool cop from LA that makes the sneakers. Everybody ain't gotta be from fucking New York too. You have to chill out sometimes.
You got it.
Like, pause.
You got it.
if that applies right now. You mean?
Shout out to Sun. I'm just saying, like, them shits do look pretty cool. Have you ever been into virtual reality? Like,
no.
Ever? Like, you weren't interested in ever?
A tad bit scared. I'm a tad bit. Okay. I'm okay with it. I'm a tad bit.
Felt that.
I'm heavy on the, I'm not fucking with that shit.
What about you? Have you seen the movie Ready Player One? Anybody seen that movie?
Wow, I was about to watch that last night. I swear to God, I was about to watch that last night.
Good movie. It's about similar. It's about that. It's about, you know what I mean, the world. AI. It's not really AI. It's like you go into a different world, but you're living in, like, you remember the movie,
so is this like the movie where all of the men, like, drug their wives and their wives are like sleeping in bed, but they go into a whole separate world? Was this on Netflix?
It could be similar to that, but
is it white people?
It's mostly white.
Lot of white people on the one that I saw. It was given like when they go into the separate world, it's in like separate wives type world type shit.
Oh, you're talking about
but the bitches didn't know that they were asleep. Like niggas like drug their wives basically and like knocked.
Is
them
that
out.
On Hulu? You're talking world. About Hulu, oh, damn.
This nigga has all of the accounts. He never gives us the fucking password, though. Hulu.
I told you how I got
him. How the fuck do you know what's on Hulu if you do not have the fucking account, my nigga?
Hey,
come on now. Makes no sense. Every episode, this nigga, he tells on himself, but then I never get the password. I'm like, well, bro, it's just me. It's just me, you, and Sandy.
I know how to get shit without. Come on now, you got to be resourceful out here, twin.
I don't even want to do all that.
But back to Ready Player One. Basically, the movie is about virtual reality world where your physical body lives in one place, but everybody is within this virtual reality world.
That was the same shit.
Essentially, it's the same thing. This one is really good because there's a point system to where if you make it to the top. You know what I mean?
I got ADHD.
You could live a little bit better. Yeah, it's interesting. Cool. I would recommend watching that shit.
So same shit. Recommend watching it. What point were we on though? What are we talking about?
The Apple Vision.
Why do we talk about Apple Vision? Because I said I see through bitches.
Oh yeah, you see through them. They glass.
That's what I'm saying.
Ho.
This shit. We're gonna keep moving. Did you want to sound off on something too?
Sounding off. I got a sound off of my phone. Let me bring it up here. I told you I be having notes and shit.
Sound off. Like, why don't you add it to the regular shit? Y'all see my sound off?
I be forgetting a lot of shit.
Y'all know what I'm gonna say. I'm gonna sound off on secrets next week. Ain't no secrets, nigga.
My sound off. I got one. Shout out to all of you skinny bitches out there that's trying to conjure ass in 2024 talking about I'm in the gym. It take a lot more than just working out to get some cheeks, ma. Like, you know what I'm saying?
She might be thick, but I'm thicker. What if I spicy?
She said she all on the floor, told her, get up.
Did you think you the shit? You're not even a fart.
Talk about I'm in the gym. But just eat more. I think that's all it takes. Eat more and then work out.
Or
don't
just eat and don't worry about it. Like, what is the fucking pressure, bitch? It's too much pressure.
Nah, facts. How?
Fuck you mean I can't eat a burger? Your mother. What do you mean? And I gotta do that? Why? Like, when did shit change? Like, I used to be able to, like, the nerve of you. Don't body shame me. You gonna take whatever fucking body I present and be happy, bitch. Or tell somebody else about it, but you better not tell me. I'll pop you.
We gonna be fighting, nigga.
Before God get the news. Sir.
Lord Jesus.
How do you feel about it? Like, are you team
Taylor or team Beyonce?
I see what team he on. He on team Char.
Yeah, I'm team B all day.
Team Char.
Mm-hmm. Hey, I'm on that same
She's
team, my brother.
As well. I mean,
let me get that little thing over there.
Okay,
we were enjoying
it a little bit.
Hey, well, I want to enjoy as well.
Okay, well, fine.
The refreshments.
Rebirth the podcast.
These niggas or Buzzball need to like sponsor us. Like, we don't need to keep doing this every episode.
I tried to get Shorty that work at the supplier. She found out I got a girlfriend now. She don't even want to respond to a nigga no more.
Don't do that. Hey, look, respect the girlfriends.
That's a sound off too, man. Like, all you motherfuckers, all you bitches out there that was playing around before I got into a relationship, and now a nigga get into a relationship, you wanna be a real uncooperative or real conversational, like, now. Like, I don't even want that shit no more. Like, keep that shit to yourself. It's done. But I do appreciate help. They slide in
your shit like, hey, big head.
Not hey, big head, but just with the emojis. I don't appreciate none of that shit, fam. Like, that shit is corny. It's real childish at the end of the day. It's like, it gets me real elementary. You know when, like, a motherfucker hits you because they like you, and then you start talking to them, trying to make some shit work, and then they ignore you, and then they see you with another girl, and they running behind you. Now it's like, come on, man. I don't like that.
Craving the chase.
You bitches are childish.
Grow up.
And you niggas are childish too, though. Like, I hate to just always come for you bitches every motherfucking episode. But especially to the bitch who said she was going to pop me when she see me, just really quickly to you. This has nothing to do with any other bitch in the world. But to the bitch in the comments on Instagram who said she was going to pop me when she see me. And then go so far as to DM me and tell me how she was going to pop me when she see me.
What she said, I'm going to give you one of these.
That bitch said, I'm going to hit you so hard. Are you?
She said, so you're going to hit you and you're going to go straight to the moon?
Bitch, you trying to make the Guinness Book of World fucking Records, so bitch, because ain't a bitch ever popped me that hard in my life. I'm just trying to figure out where you at and then what's up with it. And then the whole time, stop playing with me, bitch.
It's probably a dude. Pretending.
Because you don't know the motherfucking difference between absence and abstain. That's your motherfucking business, bitch. Okay? Don't come for me in them comments on Instagram.
I was fighting over vocabulary.
Man, I'm right. Witty. Like, I'm really like, bitch, quick with it. Motherfucking, like, are you dead ass? Bitch, you thought you ate? You thought you ate, didn't you, bitch? Hey, you were disrespected. I disrespected you, bitch. I'll do it tomorrow. Get back in them comments. I make time for bitches like you.
Not too much time.
I'm that petty. I'm that fucking petty. Are you dead? My friend was like, bitch, why you just don't block her? I was like, for what? Like, bitch, what else I'm going to do after
I'm having
I block
fun.
Her? What I'm going to do after I block her?
Not do, have fun?
Do work? No. I want to go back and forth with her because I'm good. I'm winning right now. Like, you should see this conversation. It was so good.
It's still going on?
No, I mean, eventually she blocked me. And she apologized. I got blocked and I got an apology. So I feel like, hey.
She probably was having a bad day. That's usually what people on the internet, they be having bad days and they lash out.
I like to live under bitch skin. So if you ever thought
intravenous
they come fucking with me was the right thing to do. Bitch, I'll make a bid there.
We talked about the Grammys earlier, not to get too much off subject.
Right,
but
we were off subject.
Like, but come on. As an artist, you know what I mean? Is a Grammy something that you ever, like, would aspire to get? Or is it something that you think would be beneficial to you?
I don't care for it. I wouldn't care for it, but I desire it, right? Because it's like...
it's like a thing.
Yeah, it's like something, you know, like I got to be chasing something. You know, I got to chase my best version of myself. And when you achieve the best version of yourself, you receive those accolades and all those other good things, right? So if you're chasing that, I'm going to chase it, but I don't care for it once I get it, if that makes sense.
Yeah.
Just a little bit. So as an artist, yeah, it's something that I would desire, but I don't care for.
Once you achieve it, it's like, all right, yo, what's next?
Yeah, like, boom.
What category would you be in?
Oh, definitely hip-hop, rap, definitely.
Hip-hop, rap?
Definitely, 100%.
Like, best album, best song, best producer?
Melodic song?
I would want it all, but yeah. definitely best song, though. And I know exactly who I would have on that song, too.
Who?
I would have Brent Fires on there.
Come on, man. Come on, Brent.
Brent, definitely Brent, and probably Cole or Wale. Mm.
I heard some. It's giving everybody you just right, said. Wale. It's yeah. giving Wale, Brent. I could, that shit would be fire. Yeah.
I was going to say, I thought it would be best melodic. Just
what genre do you feel like your music falls under as far as a rap artist? Because I know you rap. I know mm-hmm. you know, you give the rhymes and stuff like that. But when I listened to your shit, I was like, this is kind of, it's a little different. It's not giving drill. It's not you trying to slap. You know, I never heard him trying to slap no bitch or no hoes or none of the
things. It's right up my alley. I love that type of vulnerability. It wasn't
giving
in the
music. Any of the things.
Right, I've definitely been trying to figure it out, to be completely honest, because everybody tends to ask me that question. I really don't know where I can fall into it, because I feel like if there was a category for, like, I don't want to say inspirational, that sounds corny, but I don't want to say motivational, that sounds corny too. Let's say purposeful.
Mm. Ooh, that's a good word.
Yeah, definitely a purposeful. That's what I would categorize my music as, purposeful. Like, it's serving a purpose. Like,
have a purpose.
Purposeful rap.
Yeah.
PR. PRP. I like to put a motherfucking acronym on some shit. PRP, I feel like that's true, though. Like, when I went and listened to that shit, I was like, this shit is some shit, and it could it's a vibe.
That's my type of shit.
I had smoked the blunt.
Always got to have a blunt.
Smoked the blunt, caught the vibe. I was like, but it was really good.
I just love vulnerability in music.
I was a little surprised, because I was like, I don't want to say too much. We had some other guests before.
I Love You Too Much is probably, I know it's one of the, it might be the intro of the second song, but.
Oh, you
I
heard like that? Poetry.
Yeah, I made sure I listened to it for sure. That I'm a vulnerable nigga, so like when I hear other artists be vulnerable, it takes a lot to do it, but it doesn't take as much. But when I see it come across, I never met you, but I can know you really meant them lyrics and shit mm-hmm. just based off what you were saying. Mm-hmm. So I'm like, hey, I can fuck with that. It's honest, you know what right. I'm saying? It's real honest.
Uh-huh. Like, because at the end of the day, only the real is gonna last. Only the real is gonna survive. So it's like, I gotta be real about it. Like, keep it a buck. That's why Drake has done so great as he has. Like, he's kept it real. Like, he spoke a lot of real. Like,
and
all
he
the
was
fake
very
annoying.
Vulnerable too. Yeah. Like, he never lied. Nice. I feel that too. I feel that as well about Cat Williams. He ain't lying.
He never lied. Never lost. Never lie.
He ain't lying when he was sitting on that couch and Monique co-signed.
Mm-hmm. Monique came back and followed through.
I ain't see again. Like, I saw like
it just came out today. I don't feel like I don't. Instagram, y'all are so. Why we can't watch the whole episode before we see what she said on Instagram?
Yeah, they be real highlight reel with the clips.
It's fine, but yeah, she just recently co-signed everything Kat said. That's why I feel like the world was so in tune with what he was saying, because it was the truth. Like, it was mm-hmm. it was facts. We found no lies. She tried to ride that back. She rode his back. She rode his coattails.
And like, and one thing I did listen to though with Cassette, they pay you to not talk about what you want to talk about. And like, I felt that, because everything has an agenda, like with the Grammys, like, you know, like they're trying to push a certain agenda with everything. Like they said, we say 5'5 giant, 100 mm-hmm. pound woman, black woman, like they want to hear and listen to what they want mm-hmm. you to, like. Mm-hmm. And they want to control the narrative
from the people who they want you to hear from. Exactly. Like, whole time, if you're not getting it from the person who they endorse, the person who they back, the person who they're putting their money behind, like, you're not gonna hear that. You're not gonna get to hear what the fuck they gotta say. Like, I'm not rocking with them. Like, you know what I mean?
Right. Monique said it. She was like, "Yo, I used to be that early on in my career, and it got to a point where I wanted to be free. Mm. I felt like I did this long enough, and it wasn't serving no purpose to me." Speaking about purposeful, you know what I mean, making purposeful music, mm-hmm. I got to a point where I wanted to be free. Mm-hmm. My freedom was worth more than going along with the status quo, mm-hmm. going along with what these execs need me to do just so mm-hmm. I can stay afloat. It's honestly back to what Jay said, like, keep going, mm-hmm. whatever your purpose is, keep doing it, because eventually people are going to see you for that and acknowledge you for that shit, you know what I'm saying? Like. Right.
I feel like, too, though, if you're that's why, again, back to the sound off, check your intentions. Like, check what you're really going into it for. If you're going into it to make a whole bunch of money, shit, you're going to really do anything or everything to make a whole bunch of money.
Exactly.
You know what I'm saying? Like, you got to check your intentions. She said that, too, in the interview, like, I just wanted to be famous. You mean, like, so. At the end of the day, you can't get mad if you did something or you got in the bed with some people and now you got hit at the shitty end of the stick. You understand what I'm saying? Or you can go into it with the right intentions, and when something bad happens to you, you can stand on all 10 and be like, nah, this ain't it. Like, this not what I signed up for. I ain't signed up for this.
Exactly.
You know what I mean? Like, so I feel what she was saying, but then too, I feel like it's coming from two different perspectives, and she was trying to ride some coattails.
I got to see the full interview before I make that opinion, but I can see what, I mean, do you think she was trying to ride coattails, or just because she knew how popular his interview was and maybe she could like add on, like ad lib on it? Was it going to be helpful for?
I think when you watch it, you'll get that type of vibe from it as well, because why you got to keep saying his name to make your point?
Got you, got you.
What he said is what he said. We didn't want to hear what Cat Williams had to say about it. We don't want to hear you making your point based on what Cat Williams had to say. We don't want, I don't want to.
She was using him like a, she was paraphrasing, using him like a source.
What my baby Cat Williams said and what he said and Cat Williams said. And I was like,
I ain't gonna lie, I love Monique. When she went up to the Breakfast Club and like got on Charlamagne, I ain't know if it was worth it, but I love that shit. Lenore, you the one that the master, she said some wicked shit to him that day, but I was like, damn.
Love Big Mo.
I love Mo.
Love Big Monique. Love Miss Parker.
Miss Parker. Miss Parker.
We love Miss Parker.
Love Miss Parker.
Shout out to Miss Parker in the building.
Y'all
the
niggas pulled up with wings.
Gotta stay focused, like how my auntie Tab say. All right, so we're gonna stay focused. As far as Big Mouth women and women just speaking their mind and just saying whatever the fuck they want to say, whenever they fuck they want to say it. And speaking of people overweight, maybe a little out of shape. Rick Ross, baby mama, Tia Kemp. Let me tell you something, bitch. I fucks with you. You want to be my best friend? You my type of bitch. You are the reason why I created a podcast. Like, it is you for me. Tia. I was bad at fucking school. Nah, yeah. On a 54, eating a bachi.
I'm not too familiar. Put me on. I didn't know that's who she was. I didn't know she was connected to Rick Ross.
That's Rick Ross' baby mama. I fuck with her. She don't give a fuck what she got to say. She's going to tell the truth. She's another person who you don't really respect the motherfucking message from, but she ain't lied. Where was the lie? Okay. Let's find the lie. No lies was told. They just mad because the bitch wig big.
She got a big wig?
They just mad because the bitch teeth big. And she keep licking them like this. All bad at fucking school now. Yeah.
Lord Jesus. Does she make music?
No. Okay. She actually, she's the only reason why I'm listening to a whole nother rap artist right now. She's the absolute only reason why I know what the fuck a nigga said about being on the 50th floor and eating hibachi. Mm. She's the only reason.
So she's influential.
Man, she, I was bad as fuck at school, man. That's all I remember when I was eating hibachi. She gonna eat every time when niggas say eating hibachi, she gonna. That's my
She gonna take a snack. She gonna munch.
And she gonna tell about Rick Ross fat ass and his business. Mm. Don't play on my girl. You know? Whole time, the dude who sings the song, she said that she's not fucking with him no more. She not playing none of his shit no more because he's about to work with Rick Ross right now.
So she don't fuck with
Say
Ross.
Say that shit five times back to back.
Yeah, she about to work with Rick Ross right now.
Work with Rick Ross right now.
Work with Rick Ross right now. She don't fuck with Ross no more.
I feel like Ross crossed her first. I feel like she was probably cool until Ross, you know, went to saying some dumb shit that he had no business saying. Fucking around with that girl, Christina. It's a long story. I have no opinion at this. All I know is my opinion is Tia.
Tap in.
I was bad at fucking school. Bitch, that's all I know, bitch. You give me life, bitch. You're my spirit animal, ho.
I wasn't familiar with her game. I'm going to take a look into Shorty now. Listen, though.
I fuck with her. I fuck with her truth, and I fuck with her just being her and her just getting on the internet. And mind you, this bitch then went viral. Outside of her being Rick Ross' baby mama, she been Rick Ross' baby mama for like, 20 years?
I was about to say, this got to be
a, is like, someone. Is in college.
Yeah, I was about to say, this got to be like, because he ain't got no new kids.
Yeah, yes, he does.
Oh, he got, I don't follow she my said Ross that news.
Word. You got to follow Tia. Layo. Tia going to let her know.
Tia, you can't spell T without Tia, nigga.
Get him. Tia and Rhea.
Can't can't spell receipts without Riri. You can't spell tea without Tia, nigga.
T and Riri.
Y'all gotta have a little segment.
I need you to tap in with Rebirth. I swear
to God. Y'all gotta have a little segment.
Oh my God, it would be so good.
It's gonna be spicy.
What?
My girl, I know you be a drunk bitch. Let's take shots, ho. Come on.
Oh, fuck.
You got to know me. Let's go. Okay, but moving on. Past, you know, women business and all this and that. And it's probably still on the subject of women business.
Say, this might be women business, this next one right
I
here.
I really feel like this is feminine shit.
2024 music.
This shit sassy as a motherfucker. You sure you want to be a rapper nowadays?
That's why I don't even consider myself.
What are you willing to do?
Yeah, you got
to
be an artist.
Artist.
Uzi around here carrying around goddamn tote bags and wedding cakes and thing. Playboy Cardi out here with a thong on, a full ass thong.
Rick Owens. He tried to get away with it because it was Rick Owens.
And blackface.
And then he tried to sag to so you could see
I'm
the thong.
I'm more mad at the fucking blackface. Thong. What made you just paint your face black? You already really.
Rockstar.
Hey, man, listen.
2024 music.
He been off one since 2022.
Yeah, he been wilding.
It was the skirt thong combo for me.
I ain't gonna lie. The fit was fire without the thong.
I gotta see the fit.
Minus the thong. I'm just saying.
It was a crop top, nigga. He had a crop top thong skirt on.
He didn't have a skirt. He had on pants.
That was a skirt. There was no where it connected at his bottom part.
Oh, I got it. Let me pull it up. It was definitely some like camo pants.
Rick Owens just out here making camo pants. That's what he gonna do. Very, very inventive, Rick. Either way, he had on a thong up his ass.
Yeah, it was very flagrant, bro. I don't know what that shit was about.
Big pause.
Very big pause. See, those,
where
those
is Playboy
pants.
Cardi from?
Those pants.
That's not a pant.
Bro, that's not pants?
Oh,
there's no connection.
I didn't realize till right now.
On a maxi skirt.
Damn, fam. I'm zooming in too much. God damn, my guy.
Maxi skirt.
I thought this was cargo pants at this point.
No, maxi skirt.
So why I got like two different legs? Oh.
It's a maxi.
Oh, he just did it like that.
It's a maxi skirt.
Damn. Look, PopCon in the comments like, why?
Most Def did it first.
Moist Def? Call that nigga Moist Def.
Yasmeen Bey.
Yasmeen Bey. Damn, Cardi. I ain't defending this nigga, but I thought those was cargo pants this whole time. Damn, son. Damn.
Big pause.
So Playboy Cardi is from where now?
He from Atlanta.
I thought the nigga was from New York.
Oh, you thought? You thought?
Never.
It makes sense now. Now I'm not even mad. It's giving Atlanta shit.
He got popping in New York though, like niggas do.
Yep, that's fine.
I can name a ton of niggas that had to come to the city, had to come to the town to get popping.
Atlanta.
Yeah.
Jeezy would fucking never.
It's not the snowman.
Jeezy would never. Them fucking shirts was long because we was wearing them shits that long back then. What the fuck do y'all got going on? That snowman was on the front of that bitch. That bitch was, it reached your fucking chin to your fucking crotch. The shirt had to be that fucking long.
Niggas got suspended off them shits.
The fuck is going on? Them was tall tees. Them was not t-shirt shirts, skirts, or whatever the fuck y'all call it. What is a t-shirt dress? That's not it. Jeezy would never.
Ever.
Especially, like, not Jeezy.
What would Jeezy do, though? What would he do?
Trap or die, nigga. I'm good.
I'm still the realest nigga in it. You already know. One trap of the year. Four times in a row.
What they get?
Lifetime supply, make a soda clientele.
Roll and watch. How many pots? And how many scales? Three.
We ain't even going to talk about it.
Either way, I'm a little upset at the Jeezy Tiny Desk performance. Jeezy, I can't wait till I see it, nigga. But whole time, I paid for tickets out here at the arena. Your ass ain't show up.
Wow. What?
No cap.
What show?
No cap. This is not even no made up shit. At the arena theater, you always, and then them up, yeah. The first show, he showed up. Second show, showed up. Third show, no Jeezy.
Was it just him solo?
It's always just him solo.
I did see Jeezy when he was on that Legends of Legends tour. It was DJ Drama, Rick Ross, Cam, Jadakiss, Jeezy, Gucci. That he came out for that shit.
That's a fire lineup.
It was more. It was Trina on that. It was a couple more people on that motherfucker.
He gave some college students, the college students, they saw the Tiny Desk performance before anybody got to see it. Just for free, like some college students, white people at that.
What college?
I don't give a fuck.
HBCU?
Let me into college. They won't let me in that bitch.
White CBC, whatever.
I don't care. My whole thing is this. I want my money back. You could have called me like, Riri, I know you missed the show. Did. I'll be there. Even if I don't come, still invite me. That's how I be feeling, everybody. That's to anybody and everybody in the room.
She said, hey, all you niggas.
That's all everybody. That's just the energy that I'm giving out. Maybe I won't come, but I would still appreciate you inviting me. I appreciate the invite,
yeah.
Thank you. Mm-hmm. I appreciate that. You know what I mean?
That matters.
Like, you know what I mean? Like, think about me.
I mean, you thought about me.
But I cannot wait for that Tiny Desk performance because there's something about the Tiny Desk performance. It moves you a little bit. This is giving Tiny Desk a little bit. It's giving Tiny...
Tiny Desk is necessary in this era. I talked about this shit last week on Cracking the 80s. There's no music content platforms that exist anymore because of streaming. Because there's not the ability for you to use and repurpose your content without algorithms fucking it up. I was just saying, like, we might play your music on this shit, and if you got your shit on any distribution platform, it's gonna flag
it. That's why I didn't even do it.
Even if you give us permission to do it.
I searched for that nigga shit on Instagram. I was like, this nigga can pull up on Instagram.
It's because the fucking technology is overrunning where the music business is right now. Damn. It's fucked up. So Tiny Desk is appreciated, for sure.
But his shit is on Apple Music, Spotify.
Check it out. Check it out.
It's available everywhere on all major streaming platforms, which we appreciate in artists. We appreciate artists believing enough in themselves to even, you know, take those necessary steps to make sure that people hear they shit.
A lot of steps.
Major steps. Show.
Time, effort, energy. Niggas is tired out here.
Right. I can't pronounce, because you do have a new project out that I was listening to.
Kalanchi.
I can't pronounce the name of the album.
Tenebris.
Tenebris, yeah. I didn't know how to pronounce that word. I tried, and I could not. Tenebris Hours is the name of the project.
Tenebris.
Is that a word? Is that a name?
Yeah, it's a word. That's not on. On this poster I made, I had defined it. On my Instagram, I defined it. Really means like removed from light, hard to see. Like another word for darkness that you really wouldn't hear.
Okay, so the album cover makes sense now to me. Yeah. Okay. Tenebris, wow. Yeah, so I learned a new word. Wow.
So, like, say it again now, hard to see?
Yeah, removed from light.
In the dark. Like, removed from light.
Yeah.
I was born in the dark. What my man Bane said, I was born in the dark.
I was trying to get it back to something that we were talking about earlier. It didn't go back to nothing. Damn it, I be trying to be too witty sometimes.
Tenebris, no, that's hard. I never heard that word ever. I don't think I even heard that shit in, like.
Removed from darkness, shut off from light. Hard to understand. Those are the three definitions of it.
Okay. Hard to understand.
You Tenebris twin?
Use that.
You my Tenebris twin?
Use that motherfucker in a sentence tomorrow. I want you some bitches to challenge yourself. I guess I am. You are my Tenebris twin.
You my Tenebris twin?
Not my treacherous little twin.
Nah. I ain't treacherous.
Okay. Yeah, we Tenebris.
Tenebris. Tenebris. Mm-hmm.
Tenebris. Is a B in there?
Yes, Brous.
Okay, Tenebris. That shit got me in a US. Fucking
chokehold. Hrromd. My nigga Usher.
Nigga said spell that in the fifth grade spelling bee. 21.
Lying ass nigga. Nigga 21 really try to make us believe he was in a spelling bee. Come on,
fifth grade at that.
You was in the spelling bee?
And you're not even a fucking U.S. citizen.
What, you was in the fifth grade too?
Give you your fucking papers in the fifth grade, nigga? Like, were you even qualified to be in the fucking spelling bee? This shit's not even adding up.
So you were in the spelling bee in the fifth grade? Like, were you successful?
Don't lie on here.
I won, but I definitely was in, like, top three.
Even qualified, so shit. Shout out to you. In New York City public schools?
Yeah. Right in Queens, too, word.
Mm-hmm. We need an expert. We have an expert here. What kind of words were they throwing out when you were up there? Like, what kind of?
Hippopotamus. I can't spell hippopotamus now.
Right now. If a nigga told me to spell that shit.
Hypothalamus.
Hypothalamus.
Oh, I know what a hypothalamus is. That's the shit that controls like your thought of if you're hot or cold or some shit, ain't it?
Mm, yeah, that was
30. H I S D tap in.
That's that Brooklyn public school right there.
H I S D tap in. What the fuck are they talking about?
Hypothalamus.
What?
I can spell that one. I bet you I can spell it.
Hyper, I'ma break it down. I know that's
you could probably spell it. Come on, spell it, twin. Come on, let me pull it up right now.
Don't
spelling
you
bee.
Do that to me. Oh, yeah. Spelling bee. Speaking of niggas that dropped out of college and dropped out of places, Kanye West, college dropout. Hey. Fuck you, nigga. We're about to move on. You better never. What's wrong with you?
What Ye did?
You dead ass right now? Tholomew your motherfucking ass to the next subject.
What my nigga Ye did?
He did some rollout. Nigga, you put that up there.
Oh, yeah. So, Kanye, you know, Kanye, the album's supposed to be dropping this week. This week, you know, Friday. And recently, he did put out
the Vulture.
With Ty Dolla $ign,
right.
Finally.
Right.
He did put out the video with Northwest. Miss
saw that. Saw
talking.
The little snippets.
Shit, fire. I ain't gonna lie. It's your bestie, Miss Westy.
Miss Westy.
Apparently, it was her treatment. She treated the video and, you know what I mean? They shot it
put
based off
on.
What her did.
Put your kids on.
Turn your clip,
I haven't
kids
seen
up,
the
dog.
Video, though. Have you seen the video?
The video's fire. I seen the video.
Nah, not yet, but I'm going to check it out. For sure.
Real good. It's real.
I'm
it's
not a hype beast. You niggas will get my fucking view when you get it.
Oh, it's really good, though. But basically, Kanye went on Instagram. And this is what I thought was pretty funny. Kanye West went on Instagram yesterday saying, hey, the list, because basically the listening party is going to be at the United Center. I think it's in L.A. I don't know where the United Center is. I have to look that up. But it sold out in like 7 minutes, really quickly. He put out that it sold out. He put a video out saying, yo, it sold out. And then he came to follow that up saying, hey, yeah, yo, what's up, y'all? This Ye. Like, we don't know this nigga. Yo, what's up, y'all? This Ye. I'm just sending this out because, you know, I haven't performed in a certain amount of years because y'all know why, and I'm having trouble getting into arenas. So I'm just putting this message out for y'all to help me if y'all got anybody that know connections. And then 5 minutes after that, he proceeded to put 25 different stories.
Jay.
He put out 25
fuck
different stories
me.
Of people hitting him like, yo,
get
so far arena.
Quick, nigga, we gonna sell that bitch out. What's up?
Basically, the rollout was him trying to tell people he can't perform and then following it up by everybody and their mother trying to get him to perform at their stadium in their arena.
So they bought tickets for shows that aren't happening?
No. One show he sold out, but then he was saying this was the only one that allowed him to perform at.
I think that was in Chicago.
And so he's done.
I think that was in Chicago.
It was probably in Chicago. United
Center.
Come
on down here to Houston, nigga.
Hey, nigga.
I ain't gonna lie to you.
We got space in Sneak Houston, nigga. Pull up.
And listen, you got space, opportunity. They gonna let you have your way.
The rollout is happening, though. I think this
probably
is finally.
Not, though, because Travis. Kanye West has a kind of a cult type of a following. You know
said
I mean?
They can't because Travis.
I mean, because of the type of, you know, situation that happened at Astro.
Oh, nah.
They
that,
probably don't want
they the long past that. Him. They let that nigga perform at the Grammys. They white people forgave him already. He gonna get money some more.
Yeah.
It's all good.
Bing. So, speaking of Grammy performances. What was your favorite Grammy performance? Did anybody watch the performances at least?
For me, I'm going to definitely have to take it back to Tracy Chapman only because that influenced me to learn more about her because I didn't know much. And then in learning, that made me like her more. Like, I learned how she came up. Like, she was very low-key, and then I didn't know in 1988 when she dropped that album with Fast Car and some other song that's super popping for forgot. That's how she blew up because Stevie Wonder was supposed to perform at Nelson Mandela's birthday, 70th birthday party, something like that.
Mm-hmm.
But Stevie Wonder's something was wrong to where he couldn't perform. And they said, hey, Tracy, you're going to take a slot. And then that was when it was live broadcasted. And I think like 2 weeks after that, she sold like 2 million copies of her joint. And I'm like, dang, like.
You so put me on. I didn't know that.
Little club.
Shout out to 1988. Word. That was a good year. For a lot of reasons. You got Riri.
I fucking knew it.
And you motherfucker.
88 was a good year, though.
88 was a good fucking year, man.
Shout out to the 80s.
Nah.
They created crack in the 80s.
Man, come on. Shout out to the 80s. Shout out to the 90s. Like, I swear to God.
Rebirth the podcast.
Y'all just had to been there. Like, we were. How old are you?
27.
He's a young boy.
90s. Come on now.
Boy. Well, you weren't there in the '80s, but you were there in the '90s. But the '90s,
I wish I was in the '80s.
Even the early 2000s, all the way up to 2010, nigga. Mm-hmm. I swear, like, you just had to be there. That shit was fire.
Yeah.
Wasn't it fire? 2010 was a good year for music.
Yeah, 2010 was a great year. 2016 might have been the best year for music.
2016.
In most recent history.
Why?
Because you got all of the new crop. You got the 21 Savages, the Kodaks, the Lil Uzi. This is early on. This is their first year. Playboi Carti's, XXXTentacion.
Look where they're at now.
Yeah.
Drake, yeah. Nah.
Look where they're at now.
You ain't lying, though.
That was a bad year for all of us.
You ain't lying. You ain't lying.
I said it like somebody that was, you know, in the mafia. All of us.
Forget about it.
It's a plural. You niggas is all trash now.
They ain't trash. Playboi Carti not trash. He just make different music. He's a star.
I ain't gonna lie to you.
He just wear panties and shit. that's it.
Big pause.
So what am I buying into?
His stardom. His music. Have you ever heard his music for real, for real?
Yes.
Like early on his shit? Like,
yes.
It's different now. And I'm honestly not into his newer shit, but I'm surprised. He sells out NRG, fam. I didn't know that. This nigga selling out where the fucking Texans play.
Right. So that's why you have to wonder who the fuck is listening into and buying into this shit.
Little white kids.
If it ain't real niggas like me and you.
You don't make the shit for us.
Right. And they getting their music everywhere. Right. So that's why they
goes back to the Taylor Swift point. I ain't hear none of that shit.
I got a good point to go on that, but I'm
go ahead.
This, so I made a point recently that I think, speaking about Kanye's influence, we were just talking about Kanye, good music was Kanye's label. Kanye signed a couple of artists, Big Sean, Kid Cudi, Pusha T, 2 Chainz was there for a little while, you know what I mean, Common. I think Travis Scott never signed to good music. He was never signed. He was just always affiliated with Kanye. Mm-hmm. I think Travis Scott has become what Kanye wanted Big Sean to be. And I say that because Big Sean, dope artist, great lyricist, mm-hmm, fire, super fashion, like early on in that mm-hmm blog era, he was that nigga.
So you feel like Kanye took Big Sean under his wing, like type shit?
He did. He signed him when he was young, and he was writing for Kanye early on. Niggas didn't even know, like very early on. But I say that because the type of music is different between Travis and Big Sean.
Right.
Travis makes stadium type music. It don't mean that it's whack or
Travis
bad.
Travis is marketable.
As opposed to Big Sean, he's focused on lyricism. He's nice as fuck. But his music isn't something that you're going to play at a stadium where motherfuckers is coming just to hear the hits. You got to really be into Big Sean to fuck with his music. And I think Kanye wanted an artist like that to...
I just heard a click in my head.
As a succession to him. You know what I mean? He kept the lights on that fucking good music for years.
Big Sean is dope.
Dope, no boy. No nigga, no the reason why I got this pin right here, yeah, the design on this shit is the Big Sean Powell chains yeah used to
Big
wear.
Sean was nice. He facts was nice.
I just think Kanye wanted somebody like Travis to succeed him. That's a wow. That's a pause word. Succeed, but succession is what the where it comes from. He wanted someone like that to follow him up to where you see now Travis is bringing Kanye out at big arenas. He wanted Big Sean to be that nigga. He wanted somebody that he signed to be that person, but it's Travis now. And I think it's just the different time periods and what this but era likes in music.
Kanye right gets nothing off of co-signing for Travis. Like, he gets nothing out of that.
He probably gets something. Nothing that we can know because he's not signed to him, but he has to get something from it. He's affiliated with him, so he's making money. I'm pretty sure he's making money somewhere off of Travis. Got to.
It might be a labor of love.
Maybe.
It might be.
It's possible.
Okay, so speaking of working with people and people working with people, have you ever worked with anybody that, you know, you feel like you want to brag about them? Like, hey, I work with this motherfucker. Put some respect on my fucking name.
Definitely, I guess, probably on the most recent project, Westside Boogie.
Ooh, that's what's up.
Yeah, he's my girl put me on to him. He's fire.
Shout out to Big Char in the building, y'all.
Shout out to the women in our lives.
Right,
making us better.
Come on now.
Now that's facts. Westside Boogie, that's something to talk about for real. He's fire.
That is dope. That
is fuck with Westside Boogie. Is there anybody that you would like to work with that you reached out to or still are trying to get that feature from?
This white girl got a bonnet on, y'all. So I don't know. That might be my next question. How do we feel about that as a culture?
I white girls with bonnets.
Yeah, look now. Let this man.
We gonna come back to the question, but I want to hear that Riri's. White girls with bonnets. I miss Shorty, but she had a full bonnet. I mean, I honestly can't say that We had this conversation about using the N-word. Being from New York and being from the South is different about what you think about how people adapt and use our culture.
Right.
We're influential as fuck. If I would have seen that, I would have probably been like, it's kind of weird looking, but hey, shout out to you because you seen probably a black woman with it and you thought it was cool, so you decided to do it.
Yeah.
She would probably never say that unless she's that cool, but you could tell that's what it is.
Okay. We can have a little education moment if you would like, if y'all would like to just let the education be known.
Teach us.
Please.
The purpose of the bonnet is to hold the natural oils in your hair.
Uh-huh, yeah.
White people have oily hair already. There's no purpose for you. You hold no purpose. There's no purpose for you to have that on. Your hair is going to hold the oil regardless. You have oily hair. That's how you come. Black people, on the other hand, we have dry hair. It's just prone to be that way. So we have the bonnet on not to walk around town and look like we just want to not do nothing with our hair, bitch. It's two different purposes. So it's two different reasons, and it's two different things. I'm not going to get too deep in it. I'd snatch that shit off that OA.
I respect that point of view, though. I get it. Like, I understand.
White privilege is done in 2024. We're not. I don't. And then, mind you, if it was a white person asking me, I would never take the time to explain it to you. I'm sick of this.
Respect.
I'm sick of this.
I just think as time goes by, things progress. You're not wrong. I'm just saying, cool. She probably thought it was just cool, which don't make it right. I just think you thinking we are cool is something to be examined also.
I mean, what if she was having a bad hair day? Would she get a pass?
They've never put on bonnets before. Like, do whatever you was doing when you was having bad hair days before you saw us wearing bonnets. Like, do whatever the fuck white people do when the fuck they have white people bad hair days. That's what she could do.
So they can't evolve?
What you don't do, bitch, is going to the beauty store, bitch, purchase a bonnet, and then save that to one day when you're going outside and like, you know what I'm going to do today? I'm going to throw my bonnet on.
Brad. Pass my bonnet, Lord Brad. Jesus. So we can't evolve as a people in general?
That is a step back and not a step forward. That's not evolve. That's not...
Shh. I think it's ever... And that's what I'm saying. That's what I'm like. I just don't like...
You see a white guy walking down the street, he got a do-rag on. What are you going to say?
Thank you.
Exactly. What if he got braids?
Yeah,
what if he just wanted for his waves and for his hair protection?
I just think it's room for everybody. I don't like really being gatekeepers.
Can
at
I
shit.
Go do white people shit and get the same pay?
You can. I do white people shit all the time.
Right now. No, I do not stand for it. I strictly just honestly stand against, bitch, just do whatever you've been doing to get by for this long. Please do not come up over here and take whatever the fuck we're doing to make ourselves feel just a little bit appreciated in this fucking culture when we walk out this motherfucking house and try to make it your fucking selves, yours as well. Bitch, we're doing this to make ourselves feel good, the nerve of you. Bitch, you have no reason to feel bad. You're white.
I think that's
in America.
I think that's
you're
where
you're good, bitch. You need nothing else to make you feel like that girl. Bitch, we're literally out here having to affirm ourselves. We're having to do so much. We're having to go get we're having to do so much just to feel a little bit in this society. So the nerve of you, bitch. The nerve of you. Check your motherfucking intentions, bitch. Back to my sound off. You go ahead.
I forget where we left off with the question about as an artist.
We'll go on a tangent. This shit. It's 8:26. Come on now. We did get through everything though. Like we did good.
Now we did good. I wanted to finish up on the point we was making about his question. I can't remember it now, but I. Oh, yeah. So if it was an artist that you wanted to collab with, fucking Trill. Is there anybody that you've been thinking about recently?
Well, recently that I know I will be collabing with soon, definitely Neek Bucks, because he's super popping in New York right now. So I definitely, because I'm going to be moving back home shortly. So
okay.
I'm going to definitely try to tap in with all
New York. Why you leaving?
Houston's just not it for me right now.
Hey.
Bye.
This type of energy right here, we accept.
Hey, if you want to move on out and get your shit and pack it on up, yeah. not to say nothing against you, but I'm just saying.
If I could.
Or I'm going to keep it a buck.
you need help, nigga. I got roots out here. Yeah,
can I put you on to an artist? I don't know if you heard about him or Cash Sinatra.
Cash, like money.
Cash and One Take, they popping out of Queens right now.
Oh, I heard about One Take. Oh, One Take was
shout
on,
out to the Houston artist
on that show, right?
One Take Carter, something like that. Nah, not One Take Carter. Just One Take, but
One Take.
They from Queens. They doing some shit right now for real. They real popping out there. If you move it back.
Shout out to New York.
Oh, have most shout of out my to the towns. In
the 80s. Yeah. And the pizza.
Yes, that's what I miss. Like
and the chopped cheese.
Mm-hmm.
Did I miss some shit? And that bitch, the Liberty bitch.
Statue hoe. No, we don't fuck with that. If you find a time. I don't think I ever been there if I'm keeping it a buck. Maybe on a school trip.
Yeah, one school trip.
In Times Square. Shout out to them shits.
You talking to
the and then shout out to the local Houston artists as well. Is there anybody that you would like to put the fill on that's from Houston?
From local in Houston. I mean, you got AJ McQueen. You got a couple people. You got Dende. It's some real.
Where's the guy Larry June from? Where is he from?
From the Bay.
Yeah.
I like him. Y'all niggas told me about him. And then again, I'm not the type of bitch that just be like, oh, I'm about to go listen to what y'all said.
Good job, Larry.
Right. So I went and listened to the shit the other day. I was like, the niggas.
I got free tickets to a show last year. That shit was random. Story time. Can I get a quick story time to end?
Quick. And then I'm after you.
Larry June show last year. He was at Revention Center. That's out here, right?
Mm-hmm.
Randomly, I'm on Twitter last year. I be saying random shit on Twitter. Larry June going to be in Houston. Shit, I would love to go to Larry June show. This was probably like in January of last year. Mm. His show was probably in June, August. Randomly, day of his show, I get a fucking tweet. Hey, I seen you wanted to go to Larry June show. I can't make it. I got a ticket. Do you want to go? I'm like, the fuck? Thinking this is spam. I'm like, yo. So I started asking questions. How did you find me? How do you know who I am? Oh, I just Googled Larry June Houston and seen you wanted to go. I can't go. I wanted to know if you wanted the tickets. I'm like, dope. Hell yeah. Shout out to God. Shorty. I follow Shorty now. She cool as hell. She gave me the tickets, transferred them. I got there by myself. I'm in there with a cool as fuck. Shout out to Larry June. Shit was mad cool.
Shout out to that bitch.
Shout out to Shorty.
Where she at now?
Who knows?
You said you follow her.
I don't keep up with her.
How do you not know if you follow the bitch?
I don't use Twitter that often.
Right.
Tell her DM me. I need some I'll put you on. Too.
Shout out to her, though. That made my day, whatever day that was.
Yeah, that made his day. What didn't make my day was the fucking car accident that I was in. No, it was Lord on Saturday. Jesus. Y'all can't see under this makeup, but I do a good job of covering some shit up. Send that nigga my number. Tell him to call me. I'm ready. It's a PI case. No. Personal injury.
PIP.
Long story short, let me tell y'all something.
Hold it down.
When you have a thought in your head to not do something, to not go somewhere, to not get in the car with people, please follow your first mind. Please trust every bit of your instincts, which brings me back to the sound off. Your intentions, your discernment, all that shit was up.
Facts.
It don't have to make sense to not a motherfucking person. Let me tell you why it don't make sense to nobody else. Everybody else is flawed and weird. So if it don't sit right with them and you know it's sitting right with you, that's them people with they fucked up ass mind and they fucked up ass attitudes and they fucked up ass what the fuck's evers. Mm-hmm. Follow your first mind. I got in this goddamn car when I said three times to myself I wasn't getting in the bitch car. Next thing you know, we ain't even making it on the fucking highway. This hoe done smacked into the back end of a Tesla.
Damn.
Damn.
I was injured. I wasn't driving. You can the sue bitch it. Can be a fella all she wants to. That hoe got progressive.
I said, you can sue her.
Let's progress. We love progressing out here in this world. Progression right. is wonderful. We gonna get that bitch. We got her insurance information.
Was this an Uber?
She smacked into the back of a Tesla who was an Uber driver who had a passenger in the backseat of all things.
Oh,
damn. Damn.
The plot thickens.
Me, I'm leaning forward because I didn't drop my blunt on the floor. I'm leaning forward to grab my blunt. The bitch didn't hit. I'm boom. I wait a minute. I almost wore glasses tonight. Twin said you good.
You should have wore a fucking neck brace.
Man, listen, my neck and my back. It's hurting right lie. Now.
You might need to show up with a neck brace.
You don't see how stiff I been this whole night? We'll talk particulars after.
It's gradual onset because you're going to wear a neck brace next week. I'm trying to say. It's gradual onset. She ain't hurt right now, but she's going to be hurt soon.
I am hurt.
She hurt.
So anybody who's
the neck brace didn't arrive yet. That's why she's not wearing it now. So next episode, when you see it on, you know it's gradual onset.
Take about a week.
Mm-hmm.
Insurance ain't cover it yet.
Hell, high water, stiff neck. Black eye, whatever the fuck. We here every Wednesday. Y'all gonna get Rebirth the podcast. Shout out to Sneak Houston. Shout out to the shoe parlor. Shout out to the social network company. Social content company. Shout out to everybody that makes sure that we're here every Wednesday to do what we need to do. Shout out to Kalanche. Kalanche.
Yes.
Say it.
Kalanche.
Kalanche.
Tell us where we can find you.
I want this nigga to be a Kalachi so bad. Kalanche.
tell them where we can find you, what you
Instagram,
got next.
Social media,
anything you want
things.
Them to know.
Oh yes. On all social medias, Kalonche. Mm-hmm. Definitely on the way. I got a couple music videos that I'm gonna get rocking before I get up out of Houston. Oh.
I just followed you, my bad.
Y'all should definitely make sure that y'all check out his music on I found him on Apple Music, so
Spotify,
y'all can Spotify,
all that good stuff,
all the good things, all major streaming platforms. I ain't gonna lie to y'all, I'm not vouching for nobody. This is just what I'm telling y'all. The shit is fire. The shit is some shit that you can vibe to. The shit is some shit that y'all can listen to.
If you're true to yourself, you'll fuck with it.
Yeah.
That's what music should be.
Vibe a little higher. Y'all vibing with niggas who wearing thongs and thing.
Nigga that make a thong, wear a thong, make some good music too, though.
Check your intentions.
The podcast.
Check your intentions. Check what you're into it for, and then make sure you go for that. Thank you so much for joining us for episode 31. This is Rebirth the Podcast, episode 31, Stanley Cup. Braggadocious Network is always behind the motherfucking
big
camera.
Big trail.
Shout out to the production.
Getting well soon, though.
Shout out to PR. We don't know what the fuck this bitch name is going to be on Instagram yet, but shout out to our PR.
We got public relations, y'all.
Yo, I ain't going to lie to you. It's big shit popping, man. Catch us in New Orleans next week at Mardi Gras, February the 10th, Peddlers Avenue. I'm tipsy.
I'll take that.
We're done.
Hey.
Good night, y'all.
Holla.
Peace out.